Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast. My name's Dan.
My name's Eamon. Oh, we haven't been saying that.
No, we haven't.
And we're all about relentless self-development.
Yes. And if you missed our last podcast, it was all about relentless self-development and kind of the early stages of trying to develop habits and trying to understand what self-development and relentless self-development is.
And what it means to us.
And what it means to us, yeah. And hopefully some little hints or tips that have helped us along the way. But this episode is a little bit more advanced.
Yeah, so we realized that we can just keep talking about this.
Mm.
There's so much to talk about. We had another topic that we were going to talk about, but we're still riffing. We've got so much more to go into. So yeah, if you haven't checked out that episode, I urge you to do that.
Yep.
Because this one, we're just going to dive into a little bit more kind of advanced techniques of how we keep ourselves accountable and continue on the path to glory.
Yeah.
Am I right?
So, well, perfect. And also, get it. While we have people's attention, we never seem to mention this, but you can also check out our Instagram and our Facebook for these meta moments, which are like motivational moments or
little snippets from the podcast.
Little snippets from the podcast.
So we release different content everywhere. Check it out. We're on Castbox. We do live casts, which are exclusive.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough of a little MetaMinds advertisement.
Yeah.
Let's dive into it. So okay. What are some of the things that we were just kind of riffing off that we didn't dive into too much last episode that are more kind of advanced techniques of relentless self-development, Dan?
Good one.
Yeah.
I've kind of gone a little blank there.
Yeah, no, we literally just had the conversation, press record, and here we are again. But
yeah, I think maybe...
So, if you don't have me, okay, it's cool. So, yeah. I will dive in with limiting beliefs.
Yes,
so I was about to go on a rant there. So, like, look, we've talked about limiting beliefs before,
mm-hmm.
but it's so huge in that your mind, its job is to trick you, to keep you lazy, right? Mm-hmm. Because it wants to expend as little calories as possible to keep you alive for as long as possible. It's a survival mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the gym, like whatever the statistic is, the scientific statistic, they've been through it, they've done all the experiments. Like when you go to failure, you can actually go like 60% more than that.
Mm.
And like, just want to take a moment because that's such a mind-blowing statistic that you think you've just pushed yourself hard and either, you know, gone for a run, you've gone for a swim, you've done some skipping in your backyard or like anything else that you think that you're pushing yourself at. Just think about where you, as hard as you go and realize that you can actually go so much more than that.
Yeah.
And this is basically like rooted in science, you know? So it's your brain's job to keep you lazy, right? And so when you understand that and we can see that for what it is and you go, hey bud, I see you trying to protect me
for sure,
thank you,
trying to limit the amount of resources it needs, basically.
But instead I understand fully and I've really envisioned what it is that I need to get to and how I need to get there. If you've listened to our last episode, and so I know that I can actually push myself. What I'm pointing out here is, you know, if you take a step back and add some self-awareness into this, like, are you actually pushing yourself as much as you think you can?
Mm.
For example, I use a gym for every analogy, but look, here
it's
we
a
go.
Good example.
Do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to go to the gym 6 or 7 times a week, right? Now I go to the gym 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I make sure that my habits prior to the gym and after the gym just make sure that it's so much more effective and efficient.
Yep.
And I also go much harder when I'm in the gym those 3 times a week. And I'm seeing better results than if I was going 6 times a week.
Mm.
So, you know, it's about, being self-aware and being able to actually push yourself and realize that you can push yourself much, much further and much harder than you think you can.
Mm.
And so you can work smarter and not harder.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And what do you think enables that kind of understanding? Like, for example, with the gym, how did you recognize that you could be more efficient with less days?
Well, mate, look, you're putting me on the spot here, aren't you? No. So it's like, I mean, having your nutrition sorted, which, you know, if you want to listen to our episodes with Kia, the plant-based dietitian, she will give you some great pointers on that. And the other thing is, I've been doing more drop sets and, you know, pushing myself to like actual failure, you know what I mean? Like pushing yourself hard. And if you have music playing, that's really going to motivate you. For example, you know, I sometimes split it up. This is relentless self-development in a nutshell. For the first 20 or 30 minutes of the gym, I'm actually listening to a podcast, you know, cause I've got much more energy. I've got all my muscles aren't fatigued. So I'm going and I'm probably pushing harder than I am going to be at the end. But in the last 20 minutes, I'm fizzling out. You know, I know I want to finish the workout on a good note,
mm-hmm.
but now put some bangers on.
Yeah.
You know, straight in my ears, huge music that's just going to pump me up, and this works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've ever done anything with music, obviously.
For like, sure, yeah. Music
makes you feel an emotion, you know? Yeah. So put in some songs, and then you do them last few reps, and when the drop hits even, you know, and what are we talking about?
Well, that it's like, you're basically talking about how to work smarter.
And like, not harder. Yeah. So it's like crush out a little bit of a podcast to start with to get you warmed up into the knowledge, flow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let's get your brain working as well. And then to finish the workout that you're only doing 3 times a week, not 6,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're in there, your phone's on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Because that is my time, right? I'm not going to be messaging clients. I'm not going to be messaging anyone on Instagram, which is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how disciplined you are. Just turn that thing on airplane mode, you know? And then, finish on a banger and then make sure that you push yourself as hard as you can. And when you're in that mode, you listen to that music, you just have this ability to crush more and more. And you go, no, I can go one more. No, I can go one more. And it's good to have someone, you know, that's maybe helping you do the reps. What's it called? A spotter.
Or you could just send me a message while we go to the gym and just go, good job, Dan.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Basically. But my phone's on airplane mode.
I know. So, and unfortunately, you don't reply to my messages. So it's kind of weird. Yeah.
So I guess this leads into the other thing that we wanted to talk about, which I'll let you ramble on because I've been going for 6 minutes now.
Yes.
Is that you have to be your own spotter.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it's all good and well to have a spotter, but how often does that actually work out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have to be the guy that at the start of the day and at the end of the day, you know, says like, what are your goals this week? How are you going to...
Anyway, definitely. Go, yeah, please, that's exactly right. And like, with that statistic about 60%, you can go 60% further than where your failure point is, your limiting point is. And that's a straight testament to how powerful the mind is. And also how powerful the ego is in trying to keep you in that equilibrium. Trying to keep you nice and balanced, or not even balanced, like try to limit the amount of output that the brain's doing. So like you said, you have to be your own spotter in terms of the gym. But in terms of life, you have to be your own life coach. You have to be your own mentor. You know, and that can be improved by connecting with the right people, whether that's a digital mentor, physical mentor, decent friends, whether that's a routine that really fits well with you and your workplace, whatever that may be, that is important to recognize that when it comes down to the core of it, yes, you may have some spotters along the way. You may have some people that encourage you, but you're the one that has to do the work at the end of the day. You're the one that has to be accountable. And that can be quite scary, I think, for people. And it was quite, not scary for me, but it was like something I really had to condition myself to do, right? Because again, we've spoken about this in other podcasts. No one cares what you're doing. They've got their own problems, right? Everyone's got their problems. And at the end of the day, you're the one that has to push yourself. So that example with the gym is fantastic.
And nobody teaches you that either.
No one teaches. How good would that be in school?
Hey, by the way, you're responsible for your own life.
Yeah.
And if you want to get anywhere, you have to constantly remind yourself on a day-to-day basis what you want to do and how you know, have to keep track of your own goals.
For sure.
And if someone told me that just a few times in school, who knows where I could be?
You could be on MetaMinds with me.
Well, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
That happened. Sorry.
But yeah, it's like diving into the KPI thing, and I've chatted about this previously as well. But having key performance indicators for life, you know, you may not run a business. You may be in a business where you have KPIs, but you got to take that outside as well. And even if it is, you know, you're just playing a sport or whatever, but you do want to improve on it because it is fulfilling to you, have key performance indicators. And you have to have that for absolutely everything. And I have that, this on my Trello board, where it's like, I literally have my primary goals for the week mm-hmm. and my secondary goals for the week. And so then I have a schedule of like how many hours a day I need to be doing what
mm-hmm.
to achieve the goals, basically. And so, you know, to go into it, say your life is a small business. At the start of the day, even if you have a full-time job and you're going to your 9-hour workday right now, the start of the day, take 5 minutes. You know, I would say at least 20 minutes because you've got to be, you know, add some meditation in there, like do some mindfulness practice. But make sure a few of those moments are you saying, okay, what is my goals for this week?
Mm-hmm.
What is my goal for the end of the year, maybe? And so break that down into weekly goals. What do I want to achieve this week? So what do I have to do today to make sure that at the end of the week, I can look back on myself and say, yes, I did that thing that I wanted to do and I kept myself accountable and that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like a little morning meeting with yourself because your life is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the day, look back on it. And it's okay, don't beat yourself up if you didn't do those things. Because I have days where I just don't do anything. And I go, wow, I didn't really do much today.
Yeah.
That means I have to work harder tomorrow.
Yeah.
But have that meeting and reflect and go, okay, how did I do today? Can I be doing better? What did I do that was really good that I liked? What did I do that I really could improve on tomorrow, you know?
It's a debrief with yourself.
Basically. In the evening meeting, even if that's, again, even if you don't run a business, basically, this is how you're going to keep yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you're going to be your own meta mentor.
Definitely.
And it's how you're going to actually end up achieving your goals. And it's just like,
really
good, because it's just a really small thing that you
it have is.
To do. It doesn't have to be manageable. This big, serious thing that you do. You just be like, how did I do today? Well, that's what can I do today? It can be like really cool, you know? Yeah,
and I think it's important that you did mention that at the end of the day, like, you don't have to, you know, hit every single KPI that you've set yourself the intention of doing. Like, the idea is set the intention of, hey, I want to do this by the end of today, or I want to do this by the end of the week. And that's great, because that's a framework to work around. But again, like you mentioned, you need to recognize that you need to forgive yourself if you don't do it. Like, some people are perfectionists, and some people get stuck in that, like, self-sacrificing where it's like, well, I set the intention to do four things and I only did one thing, so why would I bother doing it tomorrow, kind of thing. And that can happen. I've done that when I write lists. That's what, as much as I love lists, they can also make you fixate on the fact that, well, I've still got a physical piece of paper and I haven't done that one thing. But like you said, the practice of reflecting on it and going, what's one thing that I was really happy about? Was there one thing that I think I am proud of? Something that I can maybe learn a little bit for future sessions or future development that I'm going to take on? Just really being self-aware is so important. Like, sitting with yourself and going, like, this is okay. Like, be proud for things, be grateful for things. You can also be critical, like, you know, not so critical that you're going to stop doing it. But, hey, Dan, like, you didn't do a podcast with Eamon today, which nearly happened. We didn't do a podcast.
We were close.
At all.
But we were somewhere and we called ourselves out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were going to the gym, which is, I guess, you know, it is productive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as productive as, like, creating content for our businesses. And then kind of at the end of the session, we were like, well, we haven't actually been that productive today. We just kind of chatted.
Yeah.
It has been a while since we caught up, you know. But it's not good enough, you know. And we want to be the type of people that are going to be releasing this content weekly, because that's the key performance indicator that we've set.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed our minds. We changed our mood. Yep. We're like, no, we're going to do this because we said we're going to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason that was much easier is because there was two of us.
For sure. Yes.
So that having that accountability buddy
is
fantastic.
Mm.
But again, you know, if we weren't business partners or whatever, like, and we just had our own business, then you have to be that person. You could just be sitting on your couch by yourself. And it's like, so hard to do.
Mm.
Like, you know, I said I was going to do a gym today, but nobody's going to know if I don't.
Yeah.
And that's just your ego being like, oh, but you could just be lazy.
Yeah.
And it's good. Again, it's doing its job, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I think even if you are on your own and you need to make yourself accountable, it can sometimes be helpful if you have, you know, a partner or a good friend or
someone on the internet.
Anyone on the internet.
Yeah.
And try to make each other accountable. Like, we spoke in the first episode about connecting with communities and how on social media you can be negative about someone else trying to do a similar thing to you. But instead of that, you could potentially help each other grow and in terms raise the whole consciousness of that niche or raise the platform, whatever that may be, to a point that you're both succeeding, you're both doing well. And instead of taking it in a negative way and go, I'm not going to talk to that person because I'm going to give them some exposure, they might not help me out of this. So it's like, could be a negative thing. You just stay in your own little lane, or you can make yourself accountable with an accountability, like you said, online. And raise the standard of whatever it is that you're interested in turn, hopefully making you more motivated and excited about the proposition of that thing getting to a point that you're happy with.
And I think you mentioned that you wanted to dive deeper on the fact that you can use social media in more of a positive way.
For sure, yeah.
You know, like, we talk about it being, we always kind of reference it in the way that you compare yourself to other people.
Yeah.
But, can you talk a bit more about, like, how you can use it in a way that actually benefits yourself or maybe keeps yourself accountable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's more so to do with the choice of trying to be positive and also trying to, take it with a grain of salt. Like, at the end of the day, the posts that you engage with, the things that you see, for the most part are curated, and they're things that particular person wants you to see. So a lot of the time you don't see people talk about their struggles. That is definitely changing now, I would say. Like, we see a little bit more of that, but it's more so like everything's perfect, or if things are bad, it's still curated so that you don't know exactly what's going on. And I guess, like, in terms of comparing yourself, you can see this person who's trying to achieve something amazing. You know, they might be traveling all the time. They might be doing really well with their business and whatever else. And you're only just starting out. And it's easy to just go, well, they're already ahead of me. Like, why would I bother? But it, again, takes a little bit of self-awareness, or a lot of self-awareness, for yourself to recognize that, well, they probably have been doing this for months now. I'm starting out at ground zero. So of course they're going to be at this level. And it doesn't matter if we ever reach, or whether I'm always below them or above them. Like, that doesn't make any difference. It's more so like, are you improving? Are you self-developing? Are you trying to better yourself each day? And one thing that's always stood out to me is, don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday and try to improve on that. Because as we talk about quite a lot, everyone in the world is different. No matter how many values or similar interests you have with a friend or a person, they still see the world completely differently to you. And there's no denying that. And that's kind of what makes living interesting, right? If we were all the same, it would just be like, hey, hey, man, how are you? Yeah. There would be no emotion. I wouldn't be annoyed when you
That call. Is mostly...
That's how we interact, how actually. We are, so that's a bad example. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, like, it can be used as a fantastic tool. And I think we've spoken in past episodes about, like, having the Facebook feed eradicator, so that it eradicates your Facebook feed, so you don't have to deal with all the crap that you might see on Facebook that you might be comparing yourself to. But also another good thing is, like, there are other social networks that can be completely separate from your friend circle. So you could be engaging in that and connecting with a whole new bunch of people who have no idea about you. And it could be fulfilling. Like, for example, with my TikTok account, that's something I haven't really told too many about when I first started doing it. And it was really refreshing for me, because it was like, I'm just doing whatever I want. Not people on Facebook aren't seeing it and kind of going like, oh, what's he doing? Or like, it was an experiment for myself to see how I felt about just making myself accountable and trying to put the work in to try to create a brand on a new platform that I saw potential in. And for me, that was a real testament to my mentality on self-development, and how you really just have to put the work in and see it as a tool at the end of the day. Like, it can be, tools can be dangerous or tools can be handy, right? So it's a balancing act. You know, don't try to hit yourself over a head with a hammer when you're trying to prepare dinner, kind of thing. That
probably, you, probably don't do that
anyway. Probably don't do that at all. But you know what I mean? Like, it's a tool, like a hammer. Yeah, it can be helpful.
Yeah.
But you could also hurt yourself. I don't know. Your thumb, like, could be there.
I don't know any context of using a hammer when you're using, you know, making dinner. But
instead of a utensil, like, but then
what? Just a knife maybe would have been a much better.
Yeah. Well, disregard that. Look, guys,
we understand the analogy. So Dan, I have a fun game, a fun little quick fire round. You want to play?
Sure.
So last episode, we talked about having 1% improvements to improve, you know, to get better at relentlessly self-developing.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a little quickfire round? Just anything that comes to mind that you think that you have been doing in the last 2 years,
mm-hmm,
that has maybe 1 or up to 10% improved your life? Ready to go?
Yep.
Cool. And so you don't really have to give any explanation. Just like,
just say,
hit me with one. What have you got?
First one, audiobooks.
Yeah.
Massive for me.
Listening to them?
Yep.
Good.
What about yourself?
Huh?
Oh,
what about yourself? Right. Yeah. So what I was going to say, and this works perfectly with yours, is actually listening to audiobooks on 1.5 speed.
Oh, yes. You put me onto that, actually.
So, look, it takes a bit more concentration. It does. And, you know, it, which is like, you have to train yourself to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you listen to a 10-hour audiobook, you do it, listen to it in 2x speed, saving yourself 5 hours.
Mm.
You have to make sure that you're listening to it, you know, you're actually taking the information. Anyway, I'm explaining it too much.
Yeah.
But you can be more efficient.
Basically. Again, working smarter, or learning smarter. Yeah. Yep.
What else we got?
The podcast, I think, expressing myself.
Yeah,
huge. That's helped me a lot.
Yeah, more than 1%, I would say.
Yeah, so I reckon that's a good chunk. Having a
platform to just put your thoughts out there.
Yeah. Form of therapy for me, form of, yeah.
Having an amazing morning routine.
Mm.
So, you know, again, whether you have a 10-hour workday or you run your own business, whatever it is, make sure you have the thing that gets you ready to go, all right, today's going to be mad,
mm-hmm,
you know, in a good way.
Yeah.
So whatever that looks like for you. So for me, another one is, you know, mindfulness, meditation.
Yep.
Sitting in the sun for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stretching.
Yep.
Having a lemon and green tea with turmeric and black pepper.
Mm.
Look up the synergies and combinations with things that wakes me up more than coffee nowadays.
Nice.
What else we got, Dan?
People you associate with, I think. Trying to connect with people who uplift you and motivate you.
Feels like a game show now. We got to have a buzzer where it's just like, this.
Friendship.
Social media. For that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's huge.
So, yeah, that's a huge thing.
Pushing yourself to find people that are that positively impact your life.
Yeah. And also, like, motivate me. Like, that's a big thing. Like, when I have people around me who are also creative or also trying to improve themselves, like, that is massive to me because you don't see it all the time, right? And it's hard to find people like that. So, for me, like, I'm glad. I'm really appreciative of the people I have around me because I recognize that not everyone thinks that way and not everyone wants to improve. And it can really motivate you if you're on this solo journey, if you also have someone, a hiking buddy with you to help in the development process and help realign you with like, hey, Dan, I've noticed you haven't been producing as many videos. Like, is everything all right on your end? And I'm like, no. And they're like,
are you calling me out right now?
Yeah.
Dan, you need to make more YouTube videos, dude.
All right.
I haven't seen them. What's going on? No, actually, you have been uploading quite a bit.
And I tried.
I've been overseas, and so you have been very disciplined with that. So good job, mate.
Thank you. What about any others?
Having a you know, good diet plan in place.
Yeah.
So easy to just go and spend money on fast food, which we did just do because we are not perfect.
No.
So, but
I swear that's happened in another podcast where we spoke about.
Oh, really?
That, and then we're like, we just had fast food.
Oh, that's
I think
hilarious.
It was the gym one, the live episode.
No, anyway. Right. Well, I mean, we just crushed the gym. What do you want?
Yeah, like, well, what do you want?
They're going to play a little bit. I mean,
that was a high pitch. Yeah, right then.
But ego's just gone to defense mode right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one or two more that was really fantastic.
What about sleeping?
Absolutely. Sleeping is huge. And, you know, you're going to have really good sleep if you have a good diet and a good exercise regime. You know what I mean? It all kind of ripples onto each other.
Yep.
Slowly cutting out like media before bed. And, you know, I say this and I'm probably the worst person at this in the entire world. You know, always like crushing out emails at 10 p.m. before I'm going to bed. But yeah, just like the cutting out the blue lights, basically turning off some lights in your house, getting some melatonin flowing in your brain, you know, because we're in an artificial environment that really helps you get to sleep a little bit more.
I think another one for me would be like digital mentorship, like, seeing people do something that I admire and loving what they do, and that in turn motivates me because we spoke about having friends, but not everyone has access to that, or potentially you can't find someone who has similar values or whatever else, but you will be able to find them online.
Yeah.
And it's not the same, but you can genuinely invest in. They normally create communities that you can connect with, therefore you could connect with other like-minded people in that community, whether it's the creator or whether it's the people under who are trying to also improve.
Yeah.
So just, connecting with communities and creative people.
I'm going to like build off Jordan Peterson here and say, like, clean up your physical space.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not that messy, you know, you can always have it a little bit cleaner because it's amazing when I have a clean space and a lot of light in my room when I'm working, because again, it's an artificial environment. How that affects your mental space, and to build on that, having a clean digital space.
Yes.
You know, like every person's shoulder that I look over on their desktop, it's full, man. Who are you? You know? So yeah, like get rid of everything off your desktop, or, you know, it doesn't have to be that, whatever it is for you. Clean up your favorites on your Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Like delete a bunch of websites you're never going to go to. You know, stop watching goat videos every day.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
They're funny, man, but you know, like
delete the pointless apps off your phone.
That's even. It. Yeah. So like my phone screen is like, I've only got like the four that I use mainly basically. And then like you have to go into another folder to do that. These are tiny things. Look, and this is going to vary from person to person that I think really does make a difference on my life. Cause it just makes you feel a little bit cleaner. And this like digital age of everything, like trying to attack you for your attention relentlessly makes it 1% easier, as we're saying, to just have a like a little bit cleaner of a workspace, be it digital or physical.
Yep, definitely.
We rattled off a good chunk there, mate. That was a good lightning round.
Yeah.
We don't do enough of those, do we?
We don't.
Gotta play more games on the podcast.
I think so. We need a buzzer. That's the thing we're missing right now.
So we've been riffing this episode. I really love it. Do we have anything else that is more of an advanced tool for relentless self-development that we want to give away? No doubt we'll realize as soon as we turn the camera off.
I guarantee we will.
So we'll have to shoot episode 3. But that's okay.
Yeah,
there's always
more
to learn for everyone, really. But do we have any more?
I think maybe the idea of truth-seeking. So whether that's like you listen to an audiobook, and that's and this is something I'm probably guilty of as well. Like, you listen to something and you take it on face value sometimes, and you go, like, this is a person in a particular field that I admire, respect, they've got credibility, so I'm going to believe that 100%. But there'll always be a counter to that. So sometimes it is, or it can be helpful to see all sides of the story. And I think that's a good life lesson, like trying to see other people's perspective, trying to see maybe what other people are going through. But in terms of that digital space, like recognizing and just being aware that there are multiple avenues of truth, right? Everyone takes truth for whatever it may mean to them based on their meaning or what they've been presented with. But there's always going to be new information. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like, with social media, for example, like, one particular person is going to say, you need to do this to grow online, right? Where someone else is... Yeah, yeah.
We're versions of people that do that.
Yeah, and then other people will go, no, that's not a good platform. Like, the algorithm's destroyed. And you're like, okay. Someone else goes, I think you need to try this one. This has got a better organic reach. There's just so much information out there.
You need to figure out what's right for you.
And you need to figure out what's right for you. And just try it. Again, like, dip your toes in all the different ponds and try to recognize what is working for you. You can try to maintain all of them if you want, but that could be unrealistic, so...
Well,
yeah,
another good episode. I think what I would love to ask the audience is, like, if you've made it this far, thank you for one, for taking the time to listen to MetaMinds. And look, if you've got any awesome tips that you want to send through to us, DM us on Instagram, any platform, on Twitter now as well.
Yep.
We want to hear what your 1% improvements are. We want to hear what things that you do to keep yourself accountable in your journey of relentless self-development.
Yeah, that's it.
We're very interested because we might be able to learn from you.
Definitely.
And, you know, we'll just share it to everyone else as well if you're okay with that.
That's it. Tell us something that you're proud of that you've done for the week.
What have we missed?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think that's a good Relentless Self-Development episode 2.
Yeah.
We'll have a butt-ton more content coming very, very soon. So be sure to stay tuned. Thank you for listening to MetaMinds, and we'll see you soon.